not to talk about family when family's all that we got. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last one. Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family. We chose this one. This is episode 9, bonus episode.
Hey, bonus episode.
We are live from Universal Studios. Well, not really Universal Studios. We are in Orlando, Florida, though. We are down here on a supercharged family vacation.
Supercharged.
It is Joe's birthday. We are here. Happy birthday, Kanye West.
Happy birthday, Kanye.
We are down here in Florida, ready to get supercharged at Universal Studios. We
have there's literally like 15 billboards from the airport to where we were last night. Did you see them all?
Every billboard you pass is just for Supercharged. So I am super charged excited about this vacation we are on. We are in the hotel room right now. We are about to leave.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling about the ride today? You got any expectations? You got any like thoughts before we get into it?
I don't know what to expect. I do hope that there is a stare and drive portion of the Supercharged ride.
I was really hoping there would be like tuna sandwich stand.
No one likes the tuna, asshole. Anyway, I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we are both recording on the same phone. Don't know how this is going to sound. We have the air conditioning blasting in the background. This might be terrible, but it's a bonus episode, so we will check back in with you later when we are at the park.
Bye.
We are in the Supercharged ride.
I'm so charged. I'm very, very charged right now.
This is heaven. We have died and gone to...
It's everything I could have ever imagined and more. I'm getting Skype calls from Tej.
Mia was here.
Dom called in. The Rock called in. We're hiding from Shaw. It's amazing.
Oh, there's a trivia game. Oh, we are going to tear it up. Okay. Oh, wait. Well, who's our sponsor?
Oh, this episode is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. You're now free to move about the cabin. Direct flights to Orlando from many cities on the East Coast and West Coast. Thank you, Southwest Airlines, for providing us flights to Orlando today.
Thank you, Southwest Airlines. We will catch you back after Supercharged. We are here literally on the Supercharged ride.
Dude, this was insane. This was everything I could hope for and more.
We just got Supercharged. We're now getting off the Supercharged ride. We had Dom. We had Letty. We had Hobbs.
Roman. We had Roman. How many vehicles did we have? We had a crane.
We had cars.
There was so much shit going on. Dom jumped on a helicopter. He pulled a helicopter down with his manliness.
Letty took a crane and smashed a car into a wall, murdering at least one man.
Yeah, she just killed Shaw with like a crane, like a backhoe. My mind is blown. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, we are heading into the gift shop now. We're about to make a lot of bad financial decisions. We will catch you later. We're in the Supercharged gift shop right now.
Which is, it's incredible. There's so much cool stuff in here.
I'm going to spend so much money here later, like an inappropriate, unhealthy amount of money I'm going to be spending in this gift shop.
You can make your own car. They have Hot Wheels. There's an actual Dom Charger in the fucking gift shop. It's in here.
This is a little bit of heaven. There are all, like, you know, anything you want. You want shot glasses. You want bottle openers. You want cars.
If you want to just come in and just dress just like Dom. Like, they have full shorts and shirts that just make you look like Dom.
And, I mean, who doesn't want to look like Dom? I mean, this is the best. Cars don't fly. The shirts here are great. This is incredible. Yeah. So, we'll be back later. We're coming to you live from Harry Potter World.
Hi. We're here.
It's no longer Supercharged. We're going to go back to Supercharged later, but we are now in the world of wizards and no muggles.
I'm still pretty charged. I'm like half charged.
The woman behind the counter is amused by our antics.
No, she's not. She's definitely not amused.
She was smiling. You didn't see her smile? Oh, she was into it. I'm going to give her a sticker. So here's a little inside sneak peek for the podcast. I lost my credit card at Moe's Tavern in Krustyland, and then I got a Facebook message from the bartender saying, "Your credit card is at Moe's." You know how he know my name? Because of the sticker that I gave him, cageclub.me.
Cageclub.me. Facebook.com/too fast too forever.
Yep. Or at cageclubpod and cageclub on Twitter and Instagram. So go check us out. We'll be back later. We're going to be Supercharged at least a couple more times today. We are about to spend lots of money on interactive wands and on... I want to buy a Hufflepuff scarf. I mean, we're going to see what
Nobody
happens.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
People care. All right, bye. We are here online. What's the ride? What's the name of this ride, Rachel?
I don't know.
Rachel doesn't know. We're on a ride for a Harry Potter roller coaster of some kind here with Joe Tim.
Something. I don't know what it is. We just got in line.
We all just got wands. We spent a lot of money on wands. I got a Cedric Diggory wand because I'm a Hufflepuff through and through. We are making our way slowly back to Supercharged. We're here in Harry Potter World saying hello from Harry Potter World.
Hi.
That's all we got for now. We'll check back in later. We're here on the Raptor. What are we on? What's the ride?
The Jurassic Park Lost River?
River Adventure? We're about to get wet, I think.
Possibly. Rachel didn't want to come on the ride because she's afraid our shoes are going to get wet. Whatever.
Which, if it did, that would suck. But me, Joe, and Adam is here. We've mentioned Adam on the podcast. Say hello, Adam.
Hello.
We are just killing it here in Jurassic Park World. We're about to head to Toontown.
Marvel, and then Marvel World.
Then Seuss World, and then get dinner, and then supercharged again. Well, actually, before that, Harry Potter beer.
Get recharged.
Super recharged.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. We are in a rain delay here at Universal Studios.
Rain delay, such a baseball term.
We are here. We are going to get on the Hulk roller coaster. They shut it down. We are going to make our way back to Supercharged soon. We are in the other side of the park right now. Got to head back. Got to have some Harry Potter beer first. Still haven't had that.
But I'm loving the typhoon feel here. I like it. It's kind of, it's ominous.
It's got a cool vibe. It's got a cool look. It just, you know, can't ride rides in the thunderstorm. So we will be back soon. Supercharged coming up again shortly.
Hello, welcome back to Too Fast, Too Forever. We are now, quote-unquote, in studio.
Yeah.
No longer down in Orlando, Florida. I'm here. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too.
In case you forgot from 8 minutes ago or so when we first intro'd this episode, we are back here having successfully and safely returned from family vacation weekend down in Orlando, Florida.
I'm still pretty charged. I'm not super charged. But I'm still pretty charged.
I was saying to you that this weekend felt like a week long in all the best ways. Like, we accomplished on Friday, we did Universal.
We accomplished a lot in 2 days.
So we flew down on a Thursday night, and we stayed up, obviously, past midnight. We went and got food, and as it hit midnight, it was Joe's birthday. We're like, hey, happy birthday. We wanted to get drinks, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Went to sleep, woke up, went to the park, did 12 hours in
Universal. We went early. Like, we were up and ready.
We woke up at 7:45. We were at the park probably by 9:15, 9:30. We were there until it closed around 9. A lot of Universal. We go out to dinner at an amazing Brazilian steakhouse.
It was good, right?
And, yeah. And the woman was like, are we celebrating anything today? And I was like, oh, it's his birthday weekend. I was like, oh, shit, no, it's his birthday today. Like, it's still his birthday. You had, like, the longest birthday and the most fun birthday I can remember in a while.
Yeah, it was, it was like, between being up at midnight the night before and then waking up at 7 and being out at Universal all day, it felt like I had a birthday for like 48 hours, right?
I remember when I was little, I have a friend whose birthday is the end of October, and there was one day where the clocks went back on his birthday, so his birthday was actually 25 hours long, and he was like super excited. And I mean, why
would
you
be super
like
excited for that?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be like the
that would make
thing.
Me supercharged.
No, yeah, definitely.
So then on Sunday, we woke up, we drove
to Saturday,
we woke up. Weekends. I feel like everything was shifted a day from what I thought it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the
like
Thursday
like,
night, Friday day thing. Yep. It definitely fucked me up too.
Saturday we woke up, drove to Tampa, went to a couple breweries. I went to a Rays game. You hit up a couple more breweries and bars, and then we went to one more brewery to close it out. Delicious beer all day long.
We were drinking good
not
beer.
Not a bad choice at all.
We started, but I you know, I do a lot of beer trips, so there was a few breweries in Florida that I wanted to hit, so we hit a meadery. And then we went along...
Garagista, which was delicious.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it. It's G-A-R-A-G-I-S-T-E, right?
So, Garagista? Yeah,
something
like
that. I always call it Garagist because I think Garagist. That's the funniest.
Man, that coffee beer was crazy good.
Yeah. They had, like, a coffee mead that we drank. They do, like, peanut butter and jelly meads, too, which are really cool.
Yep.
So we drank those. Then we went to... Where do we go next?
Angry Chair,
which is, like, a pretty hype beast brewery. We only get... They don't distribute, so, like, we only get it from trades and stuff. I've had a couple of their beers before. Got to try everything that they had on. Then we went... Where do we go next?
Then I went to the Rays game, and you went somewhere else.
Cycle. We went to Cycle Brewing in St. Petersburg, which because that's close to the stadium.
Yep.
And then we were, like, wandering around there, got some food and stuff while you were out. And then we met back up and went to Cigar City and called it a night after that.
Yeah, and we were basically all ready for bed at 9 o'clock because you guys had to wake up at, like, 4:45.
Yeah, we had a really early flight back, which was actually great because then I got back on Sunday, like... I was home by, like, noon. We went and got some brunch.
Yep.
We went day drinking. It just rounded out the weekend perfectly.
Then I flew back a couple hours later. It was great. And now here we are. It is Monday after
Supercharged
weekend.
So we digested. I got to process it. And I got to talk about how Supercharged was with some of my coworkers today. So it really kept it in my mind, like, what the good and what maybe some of the bad was about Supercharged.
There were a lot of people who have been asking me, how was it, what was it? And I'm just like, hey, man. putting out a bonus episode on Friday. If you want to, I can explain it to you, but if you want, listen to us from there and the recap on Friday.
Yes.
So
we were supercharged, like, for the ride. Like, this was the first thing we did when we went in the park. And we were, like,
amped for it. I mean, we flew to Orlando for it.
Yeah, we were amped for it. And I knew this, and I don't know if you knew this, but I knew that the ride was getting, like, pretty bad reviews.
I did not know that. We learned that also from our friend Leo, who found my credit card, which we already recorded about, so we don't need to bring that up again. Leo, the bartender at Moe's Tavern, was like, oh, yeah, the people with season passes aren't crazy about it.
Which I can understand, like, when we talk about it, I can understand why they wouldn't be excited about it. But, so we go in, and we were, like, really amped for it. The premise of the ride is that you're going to a post-race party with Dom, because
yep.
he won yep. a race. Because he always
he won another
wins.
Car. Yep, another, he raced for Pink's again, and he won another car.
Yeah. You go in, there's, like, two kind of, like, staging areas, right?
It's essentially, like, a workshop, and then, like, Tej's computer lab, right?
Yeah. But, okay, so before that, you walk into, like, the Fast and Furious warehouse, right?
It is the coolest thing in the world.
I think this is probably the best part of the whole ride.
It is. For Fast and Furious nerds like us, and I'm assuming if you're listening, like you too, you're really kind of walking through the movies. Like,
in the
portions
world.
Of the movies.
Yeah. You're in the Fastiverse at that point. Like, you come through the doors.
Yes.
And the line, like, the initial line is, like, you see Joey took some pictures, so if you follow us on Facebook, you've probably seen it. There's, like, the table with Coronas and the grill that's an oil
I actually
barrel.
Don't know if I put those up. I'm going to put those up on the show page.
Okay, cool.
On cageclub.me. So if you want to check it out, go to cageclub.me, find the episode write-up for this. I'm going to put, like, a little gallery of photos there.
Cool. So, yeah, so they have, like, a table with Coronas on it and the grill made out of an oil barrel. And then, like, you keep walking through and you enter, like, Dom's garage, right? Like, Dom's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, do you see, like, a bunch of cars from the Fastiverse? Han's, Mazda, you have Brian's,
I don't know why you're asking me. You know that I'm terrible at
Brian's
cars.
Subaru, and then you have, like, one of Dom's. I don't think it was a Charger. I think it was something else. I have to look through the pictures. And, you just, like, you're walking through this, and then there's, like, this big lifted truck, and they're, like,
yep.
playing these scenes from the movie, and they're playing all the Fast and the Furious music.
It's so cool.
Yeah, and there's, like, all these, like, car parts. Like, it looks like it's, like, a fully stocked, like, garage with, like, tuner parts. And they're all, like, kind of, like, locked up on the side. And then you see this, like, weird truck that Hobbs used. And there's, like, some bulletproof vests. Like, as you go, it kind of progresses into, like, deeper
the
into the Fastiverse movie-wise,
yep.
right? Like, time frame-wise. You see their lockers.
With, like, little tape, like, pieces of tape with their name on it. Brian has two lockers there. I mean, obviously, rest in peace, Paul Walker. But Brian is still represented in this thing.
Yeah.
There's also a picture of Brian up in that first little, waiting area.
Yeah, so you, like, get past the lockers and you go in and they stage you in the first waiting area, a group of, like,
yep.
what, like, 40 people, maybe?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I think it's probably, like, whatever's on a bus, so probably 40 to 60 people, yeah.
Yeah, so you, like, go in as a crew, then we get Mia.
We get Mia talking. She's like, oh, my brother won another race. She's like, I don't know why people keep racing him, because he's always keeping winning, and there's, like, an actor there in the room.
There's, like, a Universal Studios, like, employee actor.
Yep. And somebody different we saw. What was cool is we saw different actors in the morning and the night for both of the two rooms.
Which makes sense.
They probably have five or six that rotated out during the day.
Yeah.
We saw two different people there, and they're just interacting with these, like, pre-recorded videos. We've got Mia there. We've got Tej there, I think, right?
Yeah.
And then we cut to the next room.
So you go through, and they're, like, they're telling you that you're going to go to this party. They're like, go meet Tej's protege, kind of. And they're like, go deal with him, and he'll get you set up for boarding the party buses.
Yeah. But then, in the next room, Tej is calling and talking to him. But then they find out that Hobbs and Dom call in. They're like, Shaw's here. He's looking for a VIP person. Turn off your cell phones. We don't want you to be tracked.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a cool way to just say, like, don't take pictures of the ride or whatever.
Yeah, that's a really cool way to... I thought that was a really nice touch. They're like, take off, like, you know, turn off your cell phone so you're not tracked, which kind of fit in this really goofy-ass story. Don't use your phone on the ride.
So you go up and you get on the ride, and they go, and we sort of... You cut to this
party,
which
you're skipping the whole Tej's things. It's like this, like, computer base camp.
Oh, yeah, the description of the room. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, there's, like, a whole, like, cool, like, sort of holographic table with, like, a big map of San Francisco. Francisco.
Yeah.
There's all the computers with all the security feeds, all the cameras, everything like that. You know, it's all...
And so Tej calls in, and they're, like, calling back and forth. And then... But what this was a cool part is that, like, you had pre-recorded videos of Mia and Tej, but you just hear Dom's voice, right? Like, he calls
in... And Hobbs' voice, too.
Yeah, it's their voices, but they don't have... They didn't shoot videos. So, like, The Rock and Vin Diesel didn't shoot videos for, like, these pre-things. And I was like, oh, man, that's kind of lame.
We were really bummed. Like, after we got off the first ride, the ride the first time, we were like, oh, like, it sort of sucks that, like, they didn't get them, because we were worried there, but then...
No, when we were in that room, like, we turned to each other, and I was like, and you were like, dude, this is just Dom's voice, and I was like, I know, I was kind of disappointed, but then you go through more of the, like, getting on the bus, and that's, like, the final wait to, like, board the ride.
Yeah, which in the morning, there was no wait. The second time, we rode it twice on Friday. The second time, there was, like, sort of, like, a 20-minute wait there, only because I feel like they were just, like, fucking up the lines. Like, I don't know why that one line wasn't moving.
Yeah, the one line didn't move at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We switched lines, and, like, all of a sudden, we just, like, flew up, so I don't know what was going on.
I think they're still working out the kinks. It's a new ride, remember.
But we get on the bus, and they go to
the... Wait, let me describe it. The bus is, like, maybe 8 rows deep.
Yeah. It's six wide.
That's the car for the ride, but it also is kind of shaped like a party bus, right?
Yeah.
It kind of actually feels like a party bus. Like, they designed them to look like that, and you have some screens, and they're like, okay, like, we're going to take you to this party. So you're, like, driving along, and then you get to, like, the first little part, and it's a holographic kind of scene. It's kind of like Holo Tupac, right?
Yeah. It's if you're looking straight on, it looks great, but if you're approaching it, it doesn't look great.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a screen, and then there's a backdrop, and they project the holograms of these people on it. So, like, you come in, there's a bunch of girls dancing.
Yep.
The FBI comes in because they're trying to, you know, protect what's going on, or they're, like, breaking up the party or something. Dom comes out, and he has a hologram, right? So, like, we, like, lose our shit. We're like, oh my god, like, he actually did just show up for this ride, right?
Yeah, he and Letty come, like, raised from the ground in a truck, and they're like, oh, you gotta get out of here, because the FBI guy tries to arrest Roman, right? And he's just like, you gotta get out of here,
because Roman's
like,
there.
Here or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is, like, and the FBI's like, no, you're gonna need our help, and they're like, no, you're gonna need ours. And then... And we're like, okay, good. Like, this is getting fucking zany, right?
But then Roman's phone rings, and that's how Shaw tracks you there, quote-unquote tracks you there.
Yes.
So then all of a sudden you're, like, propelled into a high-speed race, as they've now got to get you out of there so you can go to safety.
Yes. You come up first, and they're like, oh, Shaw's going to try to come for someone on the bus. So you're like, you drive out, and you're in this, like, parking lot. Shaw's like, give me the witness. And then Dom comes and, like, smashes his truck with the charger. Like, he, like, tail whips into him. And he's like, no, like, you guys gotta get out of here. And so they're like, okay, now. And then, like, you, like, break through this garage. And then you're in a high-speed chase.
The important thing to remember is that, like, you're basically in a bus that's on a track being pulled along inside a warehouse. And there's screens in front of you to the left
everywhere.
And to the right.
Everywhere, yes. Yeah. Anywhere that you can see is a CG, like a screen.
And so the first time, I think we both sort of sat in the middle of the bus. We were trying to soak it all in. But then when we were talking to Leo, the guy at Moe's Tavern, the bartender at Moe's Tavern, he's like, ride it from the left and then ride it from the right. And so...
And he said, just focus. Like, there's a lot going on both sides. So, like, as you're trying to look to both sides, it's better just to, like, focus on one side.
Yep. So when we went back the second time, I was just focusing on the right. And the right is by far... the cooler side.
Way better.
The left has Roman, and there's a little
Hobbs.
Bit of stuff going on.
There's Hobbs.
But on the right, you have Dom, you have Letty.
And Shaw.
You have Shaw. You have Letty using a crane to pick Shaw up and throw him into a barrier.
Dude, she has, like, a crane on the back of this, like, 18-wheeler, like a flatbed.
The crane's getting, like, towed down the road, essentially. And she jumps from the car to the crane cab.
Yes.
To pick up this car and slam it into the wall. And then she jumps back in the car. And while she's doing that, Dom jumps from the car onto a helicopter.
A drone, like a drone sort of, helicopter. Like, not a full-size helicopter, but, like a pretty big drone. And then he just mans it out of this, like, there's no other way to describe that. He just, like, full-on just mans it from the sky.
And basically forces it to crash and then jumps from the helicopter drone back into the car just in time to hit the Nas to hit the final jump, which when you land, you're now in safety, you're at the party.
And they tell you in the bus, too, they're like, oh, no, so, like, you're coming down, right, like, you know, they're killing Shaw. There's, like, a bunch of explosions. They're doing really cool things. Like, they splash some water at you. There's, like, smoke coming from the sides. So, like, it feels, you know, like, you do get entranced in it. I thought that it was really immersive.
And what was weird, we were talking about after the fact, is that it felt longer the second time, which is somehow weird. Like, the first time I was a little disappointed in how short it was.
True.
But then the second time, knowing how short it was, and I guess sort of focusing on different things, made it feel longer. And I actually liked it more the second time.
Yeah, I liked the ride part of it more the second time, for sure.
Which
the
is
actual,
awesome.
Like, being on the bus part.
If we had gone back a second day, which was never going to be the plan, which is, you know, obscenely expensive to go there once. I mean, thankfully, Adam's friend got us comped tickets.
Which was awesome.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
If we had gone back a second time, I would have wanted to do it one more time and ridden it from the left.
Same.
And just focus on the left. But I feel like, as it stood, I saw the whole thing as much as I could see, and then I saw the right side, which is the better side. I got it, and I mean, it was worth going to Florida for. It's, I mean, we're obviously into this franchise. It was awesome to see. I would like to do it one more time, but as it is, you know, that ride's not going anywhere for a while, because they spent,
no,
you know, $1 billion or whatever on it, $2 billion on it, whatever they spent.
A ton of money on this ride, yeah.
You know, if like the Jurassic Park Flume ride is there for as long as that's been there,
yeah,
this will be there until the next time I go to Universal. So it's not going to be 20 years before I go back. I'll go back maybe in a couple years, because we were talking about, like, with you and Rachel, you guys went 3 or 4 years ago, and now you do everything once and you're good for a couple years. Like, I would definitely go back, do this again, spend another $100 at the gift shop,
yeah,
which I bought basically one of everything.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome.
Yeah, so then you leave the ride, you know, you're safe, and you exit through the gift shop, obviously. And the gift shop was really cool, and it was really funny, but it also had some really cool stuff. Like, for some reason, they were just selling, like, random unbranded clothes, so you could,
yep,
pretty much, like, buy clothes to look like Dom and Brian. But
which
they weren't
awesome.
Even, like, Fast and Furious supercharged clothes. They were just, like, khaki shorts.
But if you want Fast and Furious supercharged merch, which I did,
yeah, same,
you can get, which I got, a pint glass, I got a shot glass, I got coasters, I got magnets, I got a keychain, I got a bottle opener, I got a koozie.
Yeah.
Everything there is like $8 or $10, and so I just got like 10 things.
Yeah,
cost me $105 or whatever, and that was, but like, it's all like cool stuff I'm gonna use for the most part on a day-to-day basis, and it's all the stuff that like I am invested in here in,
yeah,
the podcast.
Exactly, and I got, like, some cool koozies. I mean, there's this,
yep,
erroneous shit that they have there. Like, you could definitely buy khaki shorts and, like, what was it? Like, all the Matchbox collectibles and stuff like that. Like,
yep,
you could buy, like, all of this random shit. But, like, for the most part, you could get, like, cool supercharged-themed things just like they do with, like, Harry Potter and stuff like that.
Well, there's also, I mean, you know, I don't remember if it was Adam or Matt saying it, but they were like, you know, I think it was Adam, but he's like, you know, if you guys had, like, a studio, like, an actual studio, like, there were so many, like, cool signs and things, like,
yes,
Toretto's Garage, and all this, like, and, you know, stuff about Letty, and like, there's cool stuff there to spend money on. Like, if we had an actual physical space that we shared to record these on a weekly basis or whatever,
yeah,
one day maybe, who knows, but probably not, but maybe there's all sorts of stuff there that like you could sort of adorn a man cave or adorn a podcast studio or whatever with this really cool stuff. But as it is, I just sort of got like useful household stuff and like beer stuff and,
yeah,
you know, keychains and whatever, and just that was, you know, little keepsakes to remember supercharged family vacation weekend.
Exactly. So overall, for me,
yeah,
first,
yeah,
time we rode the ride, like you said, like I was so amped for it, and I was like looking all around, but I was sitting more towards the right side, and I had a lot of fun because I think the right side is awesome. The second time around, I was very close to the left side, and I watched that side, and that side's a little disappointing. Like, not a lot is going on there. So like, if you were to go and you just happen to be on the left side and you're only focusing on the left side, and that's like the only time you ride the ride, you'd be like, I don't know how I feel about that, right?
Right.
I can see if you were like a pass holder, right? Like a season pass holder for Universal, that if you like went there and this is the only new ride they put in this year, I'd probably be a little disappointed. Because like,
yeah,
if you're gonna go there every year and they add another ride that's like not very long, that like is more of like a theme universe ride, they did really good paying attention to details. Everything like leading up to the ride itself is beautiful, right? If this was all you got, you'd be like, why didn't you guys just put another fucking roller coaster? Like, it's not like they have that many roller coasters at Universal, so like another like small themed ride like this, I'd be like, oh man, like this is disappointing if I didn't love Fast and the Furious as much as I do. Like, it's cool and it's really cool for us, but if you're not a huge Fast and the Furious fan, I don't think that you would be like, this was awesome.
Right. But I also feel like if you have a season pass, like, unless they put in, like, a crazy roller coaster, they build Harry Potter World, like, I don't think any year they're really going to put in anything that's going to make you go, like, oh, wow. Like, I think you're just doing it just because, like, you want to, I don't know
yeah,
if there's ever really a ride that they're going to put in and be like, oh, this was worth my money this year. I feel like it's just like, hey, I like spending time there, you know, once a month or twice a month or whatever. And it's worth it for me to spend what I can only imagine is an exorbitant amount of money to get an annual pass for you.
No, I think it's really not that crazy. I think it's as much as like two or three days worth or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because especially when you're a Florida resident, it's not that expensive.
Okay.
Because they want you to come back because they're making money on the fucking concessions and stuff.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
But in the same sense, I don't know that I would go back to Universal. Like, even we went 4 years ago, right? The only thing that had really changed was adding the Fast and the Furious ride in 4 years.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't feel like I had missed anything in the 4 years that I hadn't gone there. I don't think I would have a season pass if I was there anyways. Like, what the fuck does it matter? I can see both sides of it. I definitely had a good time. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought that the staging rooms were cool. Mia's acting was really, really bad.
Not good.
Not good. Tej killed it. He, like,
Tej
was totally Tej. Totally felt like we were just in the movie. Mia's, like, opening thing was, like, felt really forced.
But, like, I think we were saying, I don't remember if we said it earlier in this episode, or we were just talking, you know, off mic, but, like, she was essentially written out of the series when Paul Walker died, and they're like, hey, you want to come back and, like, resume that character? It's like, well, not really, but I guess I will.
Yeah, like, if you're going to pay me, sure, I guess.
Okay, so there's two other things I want to say on this episode since we last recorded. It's not really quite email to family@caseflow.me. You can email us. family@caseflow.me. Have you gone to Universal Studios to get supercharged? Let us know what you think.
Are you going to go to Universal Studios to get supercharged?
We got an email to the mailbag@caseflow.me email, which is the general site.
Okay.
General mailbag for the site. This is the email I shared with you while we were down in Florida. It's from Alyssa Burgos. She says, hi, love rewatching movies with you through some of your podcasts.
Okay.
I was wondering if you take any suggestions about possible actors or actresses to do a podcast on. The actors you've picked in the past seem to be all generally respected in the acting community for their talent, but I thought maybe it would be interesting to see the evolution of an actor that is sometimes underrated or overlooked for whatever the case may be.
Okay.
This came to me after discussion with a friend of mine about Paul Walker. He is seen as only the Fast and the Furious guy or the heartthrob, and therefore, no one really took him seriously, but to watch him in his lesser known movies,
like The Skulls,
or to see how much he has grown, exactly, or to see how much he has grown as an actor since his first film, it's an interesting journey. Anyway, he was just an example. I'm sure you can think of a few actors yourself as well. Just thought it might be an interesting take on the film history of an actor. Keep making quality content. You guys are great. Thanks, Alyssa.
Well, thank you, Alyssa, for the email, first of all.
Yes. So I wrote back to her.
I know what you said.
I don't think I actually used those words, which I'm now retroactively disappointed about.
Okay.
Said, hey, Alyssa, first of all, thanks for writing. I'm so happy that you're into what we do, genuinely. Then I said, I'd like to think that a lot of the actors we pick have a pretty split public opinion about them.
That's what I was thinking, too, when she wrote the email.
Yeah.
That, like, everyone that we pick, like, Zeph. Right? Like, he's pretty much only High School Musical.
Yeah, let me read what I have here.
Okay,
Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves are beloved on the internet, but often for the wrong reasons. We set out to see whether or not they're good actors. Also, everyone knows Zac Efron and Channing Tatum and Ryan Gosling are handsome, but can they act? And then I said, granted, there's not much of a debate over the acting chops of Philip Seymour Hoffman, Charlize Theron, or Winona Ryder. So,
true.
Like, if you're familiar with the new ones,
yeah.
Those are all, like, pretty much slam dunks.
Yeah.
I wrote, we love Paul Walker on the network. Not sure if you've caught it yet, but we have a whole podcast dedicated to the Fast and Furious movies. Check it out. Then I linked her to the podcast page. Said, right now, the podcast releases one episode a month. Eventually, after we catch up on Gosling and Channing in 2 to 3 years, we're going to make that podcast weekly and do pit stops. With other movies you want to watch, we're absolutely going to be covering a ton of Paul Walker movies.
Joe Chu loves the Skulls. Yep.
So I know we'll be doing that and a bunch of others. And then I asked, you know, what other podcasts does she like or whatever, whatever, whatever. She has not responded yet. So.
Awesome.
Thank you for writing, Alyssa. I hope that this email has encouraged you to listen to this podcast, to this episode, and hopefully you are engaged here because we do love Paul Walker. We'll be talking about Paul
Walker
forever.
Beyond Fast and Furious, too. Like,
yes.
We love Fast and Furious. We love Paul Walker and Fast and Furious, but we love Paul Walker as well, so.
Yep. The other thing, sort of similar, that we found was that
I'm really excited
on Letterboxd,
yeah.
I found somebody liked my post about Furious 7 where I was like, I'm going to cry every time I see this movie.
Yep.
And I went to her page, and she reviewed Furious 7, and she just said, lads, I'm crying. So I was like, oh, this girl. So I wrote in the comments, boy, do we have a podcast
for you,
and linked to our page, and she says in all capital letters, OMG, 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 yup, this is the podcast for me. So this is A Fine Girl on Letterboxd on Twitter. I think she's like Orange Flamingo or something like that.
Okay.
Her name is Brandy. And so I messaged her on Twitter and I was like, hey, thanks for, you know, following me back on Letterboxd. I'm so glad that you love Fast and Furious like we do. If you like the podcast, let us know, because we have an idea, which will be the fan lap whenever we get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently she spent an entire day binging the show. So
that's
amazing.
Awesome, by the way.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate it. It makes me feel good that somebody listens, because as you might know, I don't think anybody listens to these.
Right.
So,
but she is super into it. She loves these movies to the point where her bio on Letterboxd says, the Fast and Furious franchise is very important to me, and that's just the way it is. And then in little asterisks, drinks Corona.
That's our kind of peoples, right? I'm glad we're finding our peoples. Slowly but surely we are.
Slowly but surely. But yeah, so thank you for writing Brandy. Thank you for writing Alyssa. Fastly but surely. Do you have anything else to say about this episode? We will be back in just over 2 weeks for The Fate of the Furious to close out lap one. The other thing I want to say is that since we last recorded, we decided that we're going to do recaps or relapse after the last movie in the lap. So there'll be like a little bonus episode.
We did. We came up with that idea. Joey came up with that idea, and I really liked it. That like after lap eight, we'll do like a small episode, kind of like this. Just like a little recap episode.
Yeah, after episode 8 of lap 1, we will do the relap recap episode.
Yeah.
Just like a quickie thing, you sort of, you know, do our re-rankings, talk about what we learned, you know, in the future, like when resident historian Mike Manzi's on an entire lap of shows. I don't know if he'll be on that recap relap, but we'll just talk back about how, you know, how it was interesting
his
to watch
ideas,
Mike and
yeah,
blah,
like
blah,
that,
blah, 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 and go from there. So just like a little palate cleanser, a little refresh before the next lap begins.
Agreed. I like it.
So any other thoughts on this episode? Or are we good to go for Fate of the Furious in 2 weeks?
No, I'm glad that everyone came down. I'm glad that we went on my birthday. It was a great birthday. I'm glad that we went to Supercharged. It was a lot of fun. I loved Universal. And I actually had a very memorable birthday that I won't forget for a long time, seriously. That was good.
Cool. So for all things Too Fast, Too Forever, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, or at cageclubpod on Twitter or Instagram. Email us, family@cageclub.me. Let us know if you've been a supercharged. Let us know what you thought of this episode. If you like the idea of the relapse and the recaps. Whatever you want to say, we will read it on air. We will read literally anything on air.
He reads anything you put on the teleprompter.
I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we'll see you next time on Too Fast, Too Forever.
Supercharged.
Universal Orlando Resort has taken its most adrenaline-packed film franchise and brought to life in the park. So join the family.
You're gonna be there with Dom, Letty, Luke Hobbs, Roman Pierce.
Feel the action. In an original storyline made for the ride. Fast and Furious Supercharged.
You ready, kid?
New ride coming spring 2018.